Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with American Sky. From family holidays in Florida to road tripping in California. From cruising the Caribbean or that city break celebration. Discover America in 2024 with AmericanSky.ie.
Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, and Ed Finn are back in studio. Welcome, guys.
How are you, Trina?
Good. Now, I want to talk about all-inclusives today when it comes to going on your holidays. That's what I'm doing this year.
No hidden extras.
Did it last year for the first time. Came back half a stone heavier as a result. But your luck.
That's fully inclusive. Fully inclusive.
You have to get your money's worth there.
That's what Brilliant. Holidays are all about.
And where did you go?
We were in Portugal last year. Yeah.
But the food's very healthy there anyway. There's lots of fish
and things. I was actually trying to be really good.
Yeah.
But it's the, you know, the free cocktails around the pool and all that. That's where it all, the weight goes on. Anyway, we want to talk about this today. And Sarah, you were saying it really is a worthwhile thing to do, to go all inclusive.
Yeah, well, I think as well, all the publicity about airfares increasing, particularly in July, August, people like to budget, want to know what their costs are in advance. And it's definitely handy for that. And I think probably everybody knows that already, the advantages of it. But there's a bit of a few myths out there that it's, you know, cheap beer and plastic glasses and all you can eat buffets. And, you know, some people think it's a little bit on the tacky side, unless you're going to one of those luxury Caribbean resorts. But actually, so many of them in Europe now have really upped their game. There's some fabulous 4 and 5 star resorts with choice of dining. You can have a la carte restaurants as well, not just buffet. Mm-hmm. You've waiter service at the pool, you know, proper glasses, you know. So really, I think it's kind of time people looked beyond that. And another thing that I hear all the time is, oh, you know, you're eating at the same place and you don't get to try local foods. Whereas I actually find sometimes it's the opposite, particularly with kids, because if it's all complimentary, you know, you might be inclined to say to your child, try that fish or try that.
Yeah.
But whereas if you're in a restaurant, you might want to pay €20 for something you may not know if they're going to eat or not.
I found as well, they do different theme nights anyway, normally most days. So you're getting to try different kind of dishes and that. And the place that we went to, there was also the two fancy restaurants, which they gave you vouchers to use in the fancy restaurant a couple of the nights as well. So it wasn't just the buffet.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, one of the first ones I did, and I loved it, I went back a few times, was Lake Garda with TUI. It's now TUI. It was Crystal Lakes then. But up to Riva del Garda, it was amazing. Now, you had your lunch and your dinner, but this was really good. It was a gorgeous hotel. It was really good Italian food. You had huge choices. We didn't even have the lunch because, you know, when you're out, like, you'd be out swimming in the lake, right, cycling around, crisscrossing over to Turbole, doing all your bits. So, I mean, even though it was about €8 or €9 extra, I think, if you took the lunch, but it was good to have it a few days and you could sit by the pool. But the quality of the food there was brilliant.
Yeah.
So Italy, certain countries, Turkey's another one that I've done down in the south, Belek and those places along and near Antalya. I mean, the food there is fabulous.
There's a lot of 5-star, actually, all-inclusives in Turkey. It's huge at the moment and there's loads of direct flights. Whilst, you know, I'm always championing the package holiday, you can also book flights. If you want to do it independently, you can as well. You know, you can book your flights and book the hotels. For instance, with Turkey, there's a lot of scheduled services this year and book your all-inclusive hotel separately. But there is definitely good value going down the package holiday route, particularly because the airfares are increasing in July, August. But another thing as well that I think that is important to mention, certain activities like couples, for instance, and you're in a honeymoon situation or a luxury holiday in Mexico or something like that, and you've got all these water sports included. You've got water skiing, you've got diving, you've got different things.
Marriage counselling.
You know, but even things like yoga or classes where you would not have tried some of them, or some people would not have tried it, whereas you get the opportunity to try all of these things for free, you know.
Yeah.
So you do actually, it does, contrary to what people think, sometimes all-inclusive holidays do actually broaden your horizons.
Yeah, and the Club Med, I mean, Club Med are amazing. I mean, they now, like, they're doing huge ski packages now. I remember going with them to a Val d'Isère and everything was included and it was just brilliant. You had your little wristband, you know, you were like a cult and you went around.
There was one actually when we were away last year, one of the people who was in the group with us, she was 17 and she was raging because they gave her a child's wristband and she was like, I'm literally 18 next month and I'm having to eat from the kiddies menu. God love her.
Yeah, you can only eat so many chicken nuggets, in fairness. But like, but it is, I mean, the Club Med one is very good as well. And they do, of course, all those lovely sun destinations. So, I mean, once you know the good ones to pick, I mean, I've heard some disaster stories about some Bulgarian places, you know, that you go. I remember being in Cuba years ago and Varadero. It was $35 a night in the hotels for everything. It was full of Canadians. And literally, like, they just drank all the beer because the food, you didn't know what the food was, right?
Yeah.
But Cuba was interesting.
I always thought as well, you know, those kind of buffet situations, I always kind of thought, oh, there'll be flies everywhere, it'll be disgusting, and there'll be nothing left by the time, no matter what time you get down at. And I have to say, the place that we stayed in, I'm a bit worried about this year whether it'll live up to last year's one. There was a constant supply of fresh food being served. Not one fly, despite the warm weather. You get more in Ireland. And it was absolutely brilliant. I would highly recommend. You will put on weight, but I would highly recommend as well.
Yeah, I think it definitely depends on. It's really important. I suppose a few things to watch out for is to just check what restaurants are included if you have a choice of dining. If it's premium drinks as opposed to local, you know, beers and wines and stuff like that. So check the small print. Find out what you have, what's included. I mean, there's five star, like the Ikos resorts, they're outrageously expensive. But like, they're all inclusive, is on a different level. You get a Tesla for the day to explore the local area.
Stop.
You get, no, I swear to God, you get
no cocktails that day.
You actually can dine. They actually allow you dine outside in a restaurant locally. They give you a culture pass or heritage pass to go into museums. So there's so, the all-inclusive term is so broad now. And like that with Club Med, what you were saying, like you get your ski lessons, your lift pass, your tuition, everything included in the cost. And that's the dearest part of a ski holiday.
Yeah.
So you might look at the price, the Club Med price, and think, oh, that's outrageous. But actually, when you factor what's actually included. So there's a big difference between some all-inclusives and other all-inclusives, you know, and like some, like Sandals Resorts in the Caribbean, they're amazing as well. They have like 18 different resorts in the Caribbean, and you can go, so some of them might have 12, 15, 16 restaurants, but you can actually eat in any of them. You can use facilities. So if there's a Sandals in the next resort over, you can just go down and eat there. You can come back. They include diving and everything in there, all inclusive.
Do you know, it's very handy as well when you're thinking that, number one, you don't have to be bringing money with you, but also, this is going to sound a bit tight now, but you know when you go away and the tipping, everywhere you go, the tipping, at least if it's all included, you know that there's none of that.
Yeah, no,
yeah, well, I think America
actually is
really where you are, you're conscious of that a lot, especially when you do sort of all inclusive in America is great, but you still
that's
tip.
That's different, yeah, altogether.
It's another level, tipping, you know, but I mean, it's just really part of the culture there. But I think you're right. The other thing is as well, some countries like where it's expensive, you know, Portugal now, you can stay in Portugal. It could be €3 for breakfast in a local restaurant. Whereas if you're in Switzerland, it might be €30 if you're in a hotel extra for the breakfast. Mm. Whereas if you do the, like, that's when you really save money by booking sort of your half board, because then, you know, you'll save a fortune. But,
so what exactly is half board then, Ed?
Dinner, bed and breakfast. Or it could be lunch, bed and breakfast. But usually it means dinner, bed and breakfast. Loads of the coach tours, like the travel department and all those, they would all do half board. So you go out, you have your breakfast, you go out touring around during the day, and then you come home, you have your dinner, all kind of a group meal that evening.
Okay, and full board is the whole thing.
Full
the
board would be lunch
dinner.
As well, yeah. Okay. And they'll even do a packed, like what I love about the Italian thing was they would do a packed lunch for you, so you didn't have to go back to the hotel.
Oh, that's
you
handy,
know,
yeah.
You have your banana and your apple and your little cold pasta or whatever, but it was
or
lovely.
Do what I do at the buffet in the morning and stick it into the handbag.
Yeah.
The bread rolls.
Yeah.
I used to be one of those people, be mortified. My nana used to do that and me be mortified. I'm now that person. We might want that bread roll later. Of course you don't. It goes stale.
Well, I remember, I'll tell you, I used to organise holidays for nuns, Trina, in my heyday as a travel agent. And I used to actually organise the nuns going away. And I got phone calls from certain hotels in Prague to say, would you ever have a word with those nuns? At 7 o'clock, once the breakfast opened, there was nothing left when the nuns went through it. It was like, yeah, they were fond of the old the ham sandwich for the lunch. So, yeah. But they got the value, Trina.
That's it. It's all about the value.
Another just one I wanted to mention as well, because I think it's definitely is the new Virgin Voyages cruise. I know we mentioned cruise before, but they're like, that's that kind of all inclusive. Now, they don't include
adults
all your,
only, which is interesting.
They don't. It's not all inclusive as in drinks, but you they do. Some of the cruises give you a $250 bar tab per cabin to spend. But what I loved about them is there's 20 different restaurants included. They don't do the speciality restaurants versus, you know, you don't pay extra for that. All of the 20 restaurants on the ship are included as part of the cruise. The tips are included on those as well. And they do fabulous ones. There's a gorgeous one.
Definitely want the stretch pants for that cruise.
Yeah, where you can...
20 restaurants, is that all?
Oh, yeah. Good Lord.
You can overnight.
Amazing. They do look amazing though. No, I mean, I was looking, the promo looks incredible for it. And the way Virgin do their... I mean, I can imagine what it's going to be like. Are you going on one yet?
No, I haven't. I saw Sunway announce their prices there during the week, and they have a gorgeous one where you stop in Ibiza, and it looks amazing. 17 £19.99, including your $250 bar tab and all your in a sea terrace. I don't know what a sea terrace is, but I thought it sounded really fab. Wow. Sounds like a nice cabin anyway. But I thought that was good. And then loads of different all-inclusive deals on the website as well. I know Tropical Sky have loads of them. There's the brand new place in Mexico that is worth mentioning as well. It's literally open this month. It's a new Secrets and it's just past Cancun. It's $2,049 for a week, including your flights. Premium all-inclusive, 17 restaurants, transfers, the whole lot. And then you can add on nights. It's also beside the second biggest barrier reef in the world. So you can do diving and snorkeling and everything there. And it's a brand new secret. So yeah, get there before the crowds away.
Well, the moral of today's story is book your all-inclusive, but make sure to bring plenty of leggings with you because they've got great stretch.
And the Rennies.
And the Rennies.
Brilliant.
Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery, thanks for coming in.
Thanks a million, Trina. Brilliant.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with American Sky. From family holidays in Florida to road tripping in California. From cruising the Caribbean or that city break celebration. Discover America in 2024 with AmericanSky.ie.